raise a quarter.
Hobo.
I'm out. I'm out. Oh.
Homer, you want any cards? Homer!
Don't try to eat these so-called chips.
Do you want another card or not?
Huh? Oh, okay, I'll take three.
Don't!
I mean,
woohoo! I'm in. Let's see your cards.
Oh, I was bluffing.
Come to Papa! Wait a minute. You have a straight flush, Homer. Go! You do this every time! Oh, God! Choking on my own rage here!
Hey, don't yell at Homer. Just because he's a little slow.
Something was said. Not good. What was it? Don't yell at Homer! No, that's okay. What was it? Slow! They called you slow! How dare you call me that!
Hey, Homer, you still here? Boy, you are slow.
Something said. Not good.
Get the hell out of here!
So, anywho, last night we're playing poker, right? As usual, I'm winning and not realizing it. And Lenny says that I'm, get this. A little slow. How come you're not laughing? Do you think I'm slow?
The snap. We don't think you're slow, but on the other hand, it's not like you go to museums or read books or anything.
You think I don't want to? It's those TV networks, Marge. They won't let me. One quality show after another, each one fresher and more brilliant than the last. If they only stumbled once, just gave us 30 minutes to ourselves. But they won't. They won't let me live. Oh, who am I kidding? I am slow.
Oh, homie. If you feel so bad about yourself, there's always things you can do to feel better.
Take another bath in malt liquor?
There's that. Or you could take an adult education course.
Oh, and how is education supposed to make me feel smarter? Besides, every time I learn something new, it pushes some old stuff out of my brain. Remember when I took that home winemaking course and I forgot how to drive?
That's because you were drunk.
And how.
One way to drive your man wild is to wear tight, revealing clothes.
Ew.
At this point, I'd like to remind you there are no refunds.
All right, here's the 411, folks. Say some gangster is dissing your fly girl. You just give him one of these. Ooh, hey, ah, ooh.
Hey. See, that ping sound means the spit was on target. Now you try.
Oh.
Getting better.
Wait a minute. Even Lenny is teaching a class. Look at the way they admire and adore him. That's it. If he can teach a class, he can teach a class. I mean, I can teach a class.
What is your area of expertise?
Well, I can tell the difference between butter and I can't believe it's not butter.
No, you can't, Mr. Simpson. No one can.
Oh, I failed again. Everybody can teach a class but me. I'm an idiot. What am I going to tell my wife and kids?
Oh, you're married?
That depends. Is there another way to get this job?
No, Mr. Simpson, what I mean is we may have a job for you after all. We need someone to teach a course on how to build a successful marriage.
I'll do it. Anything to get me out of that house, away from all that nagging and noise of a family of love. Sha-la-la-la. Look, everyone. Now that I'm a teacher, I've sewed patches on my elbows.
Homer, that's supposed to be leather patches on a tweed blazer, not the other way around. You've ruined a perfectly good jacket.
Incorrect, Marge. Two perfectly good jackets.
I think it's great you're a teacher, Dad. So, will you be lecturing from a standardized text or using the more Socratic method of interactive class participation?
Yes, Lisa. Daddy's a teacher.
Oh.
Oh, Homer, what a pleasant...
Can't talk now, Flanders. I've got a class to teach.
But you rang my...
Can I take your order?
Nothing for me today. I've got a class to teach.
Sir, it's a felony to tease the order box.
It's all right. I'm a teacher.
I didn't know we could do that.
All right. The first thing they told me to do is to make sure everyone here is in the right class. Down the hall, room 12.
I'll go.
Okay, let's get started. No talking.
How about if we tell you our problems with relationships?
Yeah. That'll eat up some time. How about you, Otto?
My standards are just too high, you know? I feel like nobody's good enough for me. Whoa. I think you got them all, but forget about the eggs.
My problem is I'm a real user of women. I move in right away and stay until the money's gone.
Well, I'm a smart woman, but I make bad choices. Okay, here's a set of house keys and my ATM card.
I was married once, but I just didn't know how to keep it together.
Come on, Waylon. Make love to me the way you used to.
No.
It's that horrible Mr. Burns, isn't it?
You leave Mr. Burns out of us!
Smithers! Smithers!
Mr. Simpson, are you listening? Simpson!
Huh? Yeah, I was listening. Very funny.
Oh, you were not. You were just eating a damn orange.
Oh, yes. To the untrained eye, I'm eating an orange. But to the eye that has brains, I'm making a point about marriage. For you see, marriage is a lot like an orange. First, you have the skin. Then the sweet, sweet innards.
I don't understand.
If I wanted to see a man eat an orange, who would have taken the orange eating class?
The eating of an orange is a lot like a good marriage.
Just eat the damn oranges! Let's get out of here.
Excuse for education.
Oh, I told Marge this wouldn't work the other night in bed.
In bed?
Huh? Bed?
What? Well.
So something wasn't working in bed, huh?
No, that's not what I meant. Marge and I always talk things over in bed. Like the other night, we were fighting about money.
Ooh, a fight.
Trouble in paradise, huh?
I was telling Marge that we could save some money if she only dyed her hair once a month.
Marge dyes her hair?
Oh, yeah. She's been as gray as a mule since she was 17.
Ooh.
Come on, tell us more. Tell us about it.
Whoa.
I went on for hours, and they were hanging on my every word. I really think I was born to teach.
All right, Simpson. You were warned about teasing the box.
Wait! I need closure on that anecdote!
Oh, Mrs. Simpson, it may interest you to know we are having a sale on blue dye number 52. It is your hair color, I believe.
Whatever do you mean? I don't dye my hair.
No. You got it wrong, Pooh. She's blue 56.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We just love your husband's class.
That's nice. Homer, I really don't like you telling personal secrets in your class.
Marge, I didn't tell him personal stuff.
Today at the Quickie Mart, everybody knew I dyed my hair.
Oh, you mean about you. All right, maybe I said some things, some personal things. But you should have seen him, Marge. They really wanted to hear what I had to say.
I'm happy about that. But I think you can be a good teacher and still respect our privacy.
Look, Marge, you don't know what it's like. I'm the one out there every day putting his ass on the line. And I'm not out of order. You're out of order. The whole freaking system is out of order. You want the truth? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth! Because when you reach over and put your hand into a pile of goo, that was your best friend's face. You'll know what to do. Forget it, Marge. It's Chinatown.
Homer, don't ever tell them personal stuff about me again.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what is a wedding? Well, Webster's Dictionary describes a wedding as the process of removing weeds from one's garden.
Tell us more about you and Marge.
This is a place of learning, not a house of hearing about things.
Guess he's run out of stories.
What a ripoff.
I can't believe I paid $10,000 for this course. What the heck was that lab fee for?
No, wait, yes. I do have a story about two other young Marys. Now, the wife of this couple has an interesting quirk in the bedroom. It seems she goes wild with desire if her husband nibbles on her elbow.
We need names.
Well, let's just call them Mr. X and Mrs. Y. So anyway, Mr. X would say, Marge, if this doesn't get your motor running, my name isn't Homer J. Simpson.
Oh, Homer, don't you have to get to class?
Not tonight, Marge. Tonight, we can eat a nice, leisurely dinner at home.
Oh, well, that will be nice. What the darn?
Marge, you'll never guess what. My whole class is here. They're going to observe the human peep show that is our lives.
Apparently, that disturbing odor was the food.
So, little Lisa, apple of my eye. How are things down at the old schoolhouse?
I find this demeaning and embarrassing beyond my worst nightmares.
And how's my little major leaguer? Catch any June bugs today?
Well, me and Milhouse took some mail from a mail truck and threw it down the sewer.
Son, I know you meant well, but that wasn't the right thing to do.
What the hell are you talking about? You're the one who double-dared us.
Why, you little...
Homer!
I'm out of here!
Me too.
Well, now that the little ones have toddled off to bed...
I want this to end now.
Hey, Homer, why don't you just nibble her elbow? That always melts her butter, right?
All right, okay, everybody out.
Ooh, she's gonna have it.
Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out.
All right, we're breaking early tonight, class. For tomorrow, you should read pages 7 through 18 in Lisa's diary.
You too.
Huh?
Get out!
But I'm not in the class.
Is any of this going to be on the test? Because I wasn't paying attention.
Come on, Marge, let me in! There's crickets out here. Okay, Marge. Things were said, mistakes were made. Let's end this madness and get on with our lives.
You just don't get it, do you, Homer? You told personal things about our lives even after you promised you wouldn't. I can't trust you anymore.
But I learned my lesson. It'll never happen again.
Hey, Homer, what's the big brouhaha?
Ah, Marge is throwing me out for blabbing about her elbow thing. Honey, the door blew shut. Oh, fine. That's what you want? You've got it. This scene is getting old, man. I'm hitting the road. Maybe I'll drop you a line someday from wherever I wind up in this crazy old world.
Kids, your father and I are going through a really tough time right now, and I don't know what's going to happen. But just remember that both your mom and your dad love you very, very much.
Wow, I've never seen Mom so mad at Homer before.
I'll tell you a secret, Bart. Every time I'm worried about Mom and Dad, I go to the attic and add to my ball of string.
Earthbase, this is Commander Bart McCool. We are under attack by the Zornid Brain Changers. Quickly, into the safety dome, Milbot.
Affirmative, humanoid.
Ew.
Don't mind me, boys. Just scrubbing my undies.
Sorry, Bart. Your dad kind of blew the fantasy. I only like it when I pretend scared.
Keep up the roughhousing, son. Without a strong male presence in the house, you could turn sissy overnight. Oh, these stubborn grass stains. Oh, good. Reverend Lovejoy will make Marge take me back. He has to push the sanctity of marriage, or his God will punish him.
Get a divorce.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that a sin?
Marge, just about everything is a sin. You ever sat down and read this thing? Technically, we're not allowed to go to the bathroom.
Good night, Marge. Oh, why didn't I take a picture? I had 10 years to take a picture.
Funny the way everything reminds me of Homer.
I love you. Will you marry me, Mark? You mean I'm going to be a daddy? I hope we'll always be together. 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 Together? No! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Here, Dad. I brought you some nice...
Good news, Zita. I don't need your mother anymore. I've created a replacement that's superior to her in almost every way.
Dad, that's just a plant.
Zita, you will respect your new mother. Now give her a kiss. Kiss her! Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God! All right, let's get our story straight. She tripped, right?
Look, I brought you some nice pudding.
Oh, your flesh mother used to bring me pudding. Oh, I miss Marge. Lisa, you're smart. Help me trick her into taking me back.
Dad, you can't trick somebody into loving you. There's a reason two people come together and stay together. There's something they give each other that nobody else can give them. If you want to get Mom back, you just have to remember what you give her that nobody else can.
I'll pay you $40 if you think of it for me.
No.
Okay, 30.
Good luck, Dad.
All right, Brain. It's all up to you. If you don't think of what it is, we'll lose Marge forever. Eat the pudding, 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 eat the pudding. Okay. But then we gotta get to work.
Oh, hi, Marge. I heard you and Homer broke up, so I'm declaring my intentions to move in on his territory. Here, I brought you some posies.
Oh, my. I'm very flattered, but I'm not really interested.
Jeez, I come here, I get dressed up all nice-like, put my heart on the line, and I make a fool of myself. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm gonna start bawling here.
Why don't you come inside for a drink of water?
Okay. Clean house. No silverfish. Could have been very happy here. Homer.
Mo. What are you doing here?
I never touched her. Homer, I swear I never touched her.
Here's your water, Mo.
I don't ask you for no water. She's lying, Homer. She's lying. She told me you were dead. That's the only reason I didn't do nothing.
Bye, Mo.
Homer, what happened to you?
Marge, I figured out what I can give you that no one else can. A bouquet of poles. I give up. I don't deserve to live with you. Oh, my tattered rags are caught on your coffee table.
Here, let me help you.
Wait a minute. Wait, that's it! I know now what I can offer you that no one else can! Complete and utter dependence!
Homer, that's not a good thing.
Are you kidding? It's a wondrous, marvelous thing! Marge, I need you more than anyone else on this entire planet could possibly ever need you!
I need you to take care of me, to put up with me. And most of all, I need you to love me, because I love you.
But how do I know I can trust you?
Marge, look at me. We've been separated for a day, and I'm as dirty as a Frenchman. In another few hours, I'll be dead. I can't afford to lose your trust again.
I must admit, you really do make a gal feel needed.
Wait till my class hears about this! Kidding! Oh, it's great to be indoors with my family.
I'm really glad you're back, Dad. I knew you could do it. Now don't screw it up.
Look, Dad, I missed you so much I couldn't concentrate in school and I got an F.
Hey, this is dated 2 weeks ago.
Oh, sorry. Here's a fresh one.
And I have a special present for you, but I'll give it to you later tonight.
Special present? I don't want to wait. I want it now. I want the children to see. Ooh. Oh, right. Later.
So, Marge, are you really happy? Really?
Hey, Mo.
Ah!